This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I still love the sound of Homer Simpson saying, oh yeah, drugs, you gotta have drugs. I mean, it's my background, it's my history, it's my country, the United States of Drug America, and I'm proud of all the drugs I took. Not really. But we really
be proud.
Be proud,
brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Take all the drugs you want. What the heck are we going to do with all of these drugs when people don't take them? Actually, you know what we need is, like, let's go to Madison Avenue, find a good public relations firm, and frighten us into taking our drugs, because not taking our drugs would be more dangerous. That would be the play, wouldn't it? I think that would be the play. It's always like, how do we frighten people into doing what we want them to do?
Well, isn't this what we're seeing with something, let's say, like the Zika virus or the swine flu or the bird flu, right? It's all about the fear.
Oh, yeah. It's all
be
about
afraid.
The fear.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
Get
be
your
very
vaccine.
Afraid of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because he's going to frighten you into not taking your drugs, right? Well, they're going to frighten you into taking your drugs. Listen, whether you take your drugs or not, whether they're your drugs or not, that's up to you. And if you have a dunderheaded doctor, maybe you can work with he or she and decide whether you want to intoxicate your tissues even further than when you first began, complained of something. But what's the cost of not taking your medicine? That's the question posited by a headline in the New York Times just this very yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Now, I have talked for many years. In fact, you know, one of the presentation slides when I do a lot of my lectures, I'll have a picture, and it's a common picture people have seen. It's like a head made out of pills, made out of pharmaceutical pills, and you're taking another one. And I joke, that's a picture of me when I was a teenager, because I was raised pharmaceutically. And I've talked about the fact that one drug leads to another, to another, to another, right? The gateway drugs, right? As I've said, cannabis is the gateway out of drugs. But gateway drugs, meaning one drug leads to 10 other ailments, diseases, side effects, symptoms. And so now they're marketing officially. They've come out from under the pill closet or pill rock, and they've said, you know what, we're just going to give up on the pretense that drugs are safe and non-toxic and helpful, and we're just going to start marketing you drugs for the side effects of other drugs. That's how bad it's gotten. That's how obvious it is, and yet the American people are still clamoring for cheaper drugs, single-payer coverage so they can afford drugs. And yet the New York Times still has to write an article like this talking about the cost of not taking your medicine. And so let's explore that for a moment, shall we, as we begin the Robert Scott Bell Show here. Captain Morgan will be putting the notes together. After the show, of course, episode, I believe, 7, the final episode of The Truth About Vaccines is airing tonight, which is going to be awesome. I think I'll be in it a little bit because we're talking homeoprophylaxis tonight. Right after the show, if you haven't signed up to watch for free, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see banners. Click them. Give them your email. That's all they ask. Not your firstborn or secondborn, just your email, and they'll send you a code. You can click it and watch it. So what is the cost of not taking drugs? And they're talking about an out-of-control epidemic. Now, when we're used to hearing the mainstream media talk about out-of-control epidemics, it's all about, well, some kind of infectious disease, the latest virus. And we'll get to that. Believe me, there are stories about that. And we'll call them out for the bogus information that they are. But they're talking about the out-of-control epidemic is non-adherence to prescribed medications. That's it. Non-adherence to prescribed medications. Now, what do we call that? NOPD or PM? I don't know. NAPM? Non-adherence to prescribed medications. NAPM. You got NAPM. Oh, yeah? Does it hurt? Well, according to the New York Times, it could be deadly. And it could be 100% preventable if you would just take your drugs. Stop stopping your drugs. Quote here, studies from the wherever the research institutions have consistently shown that 20% to 30% of medication prescriptions are never filled. And those are usually the smart people that go, thanks, doc, I just wanted to know what I had. Now I'm going to go to the health food store. I know, that's a shock for our new listeners, perhaps. But you'll recognize that, you know, there are many people out there that know the jig is up and say, you know what, if I'm dying and a drug could get me out of a crisis short term, I will do that. That's what Dr. Bitar talks about here on Advanced Medicine. If you have to resort to a drug, it's to get you out of a life and death situation and get off of it as fast as you can. But nowadays, they prescribe drugs for life and to death. And they complain that you're not compliant. Non-compliance with taking your drugs, non-adherence. So what is the review say in the Annals of Internal Medicine? Here are the numbers. It's estimated to cause 125,000 deaths every year. 125,000 deaths every year. Okay, that's not a small number of deaths. So I'm not going to dismiss it laughingly, lovingly, and go, see, they're pointing out something that's so absurd. I don't necessarily disagree with that number. I have nothing to counterbalance that number. Well, actually, I do. Never mind that. I do have something to counterbalance.
Scratch that. Yes.
Scratch that. We do have something to reverse that. In fact, we're going to show a net positive in the sense of if we compare, cross-compare, what they're doing in the annals. Yeah, I said that wrong. They are talking about 125,000 deaths a year due to people not complying, not adhering to their prescription. All right, if we go to, is it off of the FDA site or this is a Harvard study?
You know, well, Harvard quotes it, and the Institute of Safe Medicines, they put this out here, and I think it's also available on the FDA website. We found this a few years ago.
Yeah, FDA.duh, all right? It's there. Now, how do we dig ourselves out of a 125,000 death hole because people aren't taking the drugs that the doctors say they need? Well, we do this by taking every drug you're prescribed to the fullest extent of the prescription. Well, what do you mean? How does that get us out of the death hole? Well, it means that there are more deaths caused by the people complying, adhering to their doctor's prescription than those who don't. All right. So let's cross compare the numbers. And again, we're being very conservative here because I can expand on that. Maybe I will. But let's just look at the bare minimum numbers as reported on the FDA's website. How many deaths occur every year due to properly prescribed, properly administered, and properly ingested FDA approved pharmaceutical drugs? The same drugs that they say you're not taking. Well, if you dutifully take them, the death rate is 128,000 people a year. So the fact of the matter is you're in a net positive 3,000 lives by not taking medicines, by not taking the FDA-approved pharmaceuticals that are prescribed by your doctor. And if we want to step back from it and utilize a very salient point in time in the American history, recent American history, you go 9/11/2001, approximately 3,000 people died to supposedly terrorists from Saudi Arabia, not Iraq. 3,000 people died. So one less 9/11 event per year when we don't comply with doctors telling us what we need to be taking, prescribed drugs. All right, 128,000 a year die due to taking the drugs, 125,000 die because they don't. So we're ending up 3,000 in the plus factor for those that are not complying. You're more likely to live if you don't take your drugs than die. Now, if I take this a step further, they're using three examples here of cases where if you don't take your drugs, you could be one of the people that die. One is kidney transplants. They say a third of all kidney transplant patients don't take their anti-rejection medicines. A third. Why? Well, there are maybe a number of reasons why, but let me back off from that and say, why did they have to have a kidney transplant? And I'll tell you why. In the majority of cases, it's due to FDA-approved pharmaceuticals over-the-counter and prescription killing their kidneys. So the very mandate, if you will, by this study saying you should take your drugs would never have been necessary had they not taken their drugs to begin with. More strengthening of my point as to the danger of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs, even a single-payer system. Even if we get them cheaper, it'll just mean more people will have access to cheaper drugs and die in larger numbers. 41% of heart attack patients don't take blood pressure medications, the ones that are prescribed to them, 41%. But how many of them were on drugs prior to the heart attack? How many of them were on statin drugs prior to the heart attack? Not mentioned. Of course it's not mentioned. Because the medicines that they were on could have precipitated the heart attack, because we know that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. And how about this one? Half of all children with asthma either don't use their inhalers or use them inconsistently. Now, of course, that's, you chalk that up to the parents more than the kids, I would think. But then that begs the question, if you're a Robert Scott Bell Show listener, why did they have asthma in the first place? To have to be prescribed a medication that could be a life or death matter in the case of constricted airways. Could it be vaccines? Could it be the drugs they were on? Could it be the lack of proper food? Could it be liver congestion? Could it be kidney congestion? All of these things that lead to the next story here real quick. Brain-damaging vaccines and pesticides and other medicines causing $800 billion a year in medical revenue. Now, for those receiving that revenue, they're ecstatic. Nearly $1 trillion a year because we've been giving them vaccines and they're loading up on pesticides and taking the medicines over the counter and prescription drugs that we prescribe as doctors. Not here, not now, not ever, but that's the point. The whole ruse here that never gets revealed in the mainstream media, a place like the New York Times, you got to go to Natural News and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show to figure this stuff out, is that the whole swaths of people dying every year due to medicines or from not taking their medicines were driven into both of those scenarios by doctors who don't understand that the primary cause of disease is nutritional deficiencies and toxicological burden, toxins overwhelming the body systems that are designed to defend themselves, and they use the minerals that you're already deficient in and deplete them further in the defense of those things that are toxic, including the drugs that are used to remedy the symptoms brought about by previous toxicity and exacerbating deficiency. If that was too complicated for the Fear and Death Administration, you can go to another planet. We're going to carry on from here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Benadryl. Benadryl was on that list, by the way, of the cost of taking drugs. Brain damage, right? We talk about dementia, Alzheimer's. Benadryl, anticholinergic, was really a problem. A lot of people take Benadryl. I'm telling you, allergies are out there. This is the show that can reverse allergies. Without asking permission, we just give you the information. You go out and do with it what you will, because we believe in freedom on all levels. Physical freedom, emotional freedom, mental freedom, economic freedom. Good Lord, people are feeling the bite of lack of economic freedom, I think today or yesterday. And, well, spiritual freedom. Ultimately, that's it, man. Doesn't get any deeper than that. We go there. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355. Heading to Canada soon. And we've got a Canada. We don't have Canada updates, but it's sort of a Canada update coming up in a moment. But first and foremost, have you ever taken Benadryl, Superdon? I mean, that's such a common drug.
I think so. In the past, fortunately, I never really have had those types of issues much. But I think I may have many years ago.
Right. Okay. You're off the show.
Jeez.
I'm just totally teasing. They're like, what did he say? He took Benadryl. You see, that's kind of a hard ass I am. No, I'm compassionate, loving, and we love to bring you over here where the water is warm and non-toxic. And we'll get to a water update as well a little later in the show. But first and foremost, right now, we'd love to hear from you. And in fact, we're about to.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hey, our first question of the day comes from, I don't know who it comes from, Super Don. You got to help me. Marquez? Marcus?
God, boy. You know, like the, I don't even know.
They're challenging us on names. I don't know.
I would say
French.
Marcus, maybe?
Marcus, but it's M-A-R-Q-U-E-S. I'll have to check with my wife on the break.
Marquis.
I
don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I like when you went up with that. Marquis. So anyway, you'll have to let us know how it's pronounced. We'll figure it out, or bear with us. Hey, Robert, my wife and I are big fans. Probably not after I just made fun of his name.
I know, right?
We're never listening to you again. No, give us a break here. We're Americans. We don't know anything, right? I wanted to know for people with lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus, would a colon colonic, that's a bit redundant. That's a great way to ask it, though. A colon colonic, I mean, it's like, where else would you do a colonic? I guess if you got rectal cranial inversion and you're an FDA agent, maybe you need to specify a colon colonic, not a head colonic or something. But a colon colonic would be a good way to detox your body. Well, cleaning out your colon, always a good idea, you know, from a principled standpoint. And since much of the autoimmune conditions stem from toxicological, autotoxicity, toxicological overload, and as we talk about deficiencies in nutrients, clearing out the garbage, as Dr. Batar says, the garbage man, the most important member of your community or your community of cells, your liver, your kidneys, your colon, your lymphatic system, anything that moves the toxins, the waste products on out, is going to be critically important. Because with lupus and any other systemic autoimmune condition, you have the immune system attacking its own cell, sort of. If we look at it, the self attacking you. It's like, wait, why is my immune system attacking me? It's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to attack other things, right? Things aren't supposed to be there. But what happens in lupus and other autoimmune conditions is due to the same basic things. Gosh darn it, it's too simple, Robert. It can't be that simple because, you know, there are people with MDs and PhDs that have high-level degrees that don't use the sense that God may have granted them. They can't figure this stuff out. That when your cells become so toxic and deficient, they no longer resemble your cells. And your immune system is smart. It goes, that's not me anymore. And it starts to attack. So by gosh, by golly, Marcus, I agree. It's a good thing. Clean the colon. Now, coffee enemas may be something to consider here as well, because the liver is the key here. It's accumulated things over time. And, of course, detoxification, the skepducks, they just love that word because they think, I don't know, somebody with a furry hat with a propeller made it up somewhere. And, of course, it's the basis of life. Without detoxification processes in the body, we don't survive childhood. We don't survive a few days, right? And so the adaptation for survival when we are given things that are not good for us is what happened to me. No breast milk. You got powdered stuff. You can projectile vomit it out until you die, or you can start accumulating the toxic waste in another way and find the good stuff in there to survive on. And so most Americans are living in a chronic state of adaptation, that's chronic disease, taking pills for their symptoms for chronic disease, and further intoxicating their colon with drugs and other things, and then, of course, taking opioids for the pain, and then needing a drug for OIC, opioid-induced constipation, instead of taking coffee enemas. I know which one I choose. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, syndicated in radio by our home at GCN, Genesis Communications Network, around the country. All of our wonderful affiliates, we appreciate y'all. And give us a shout out, give us a call, whatever, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com.
People know we do have that phone number, right?
You think so? I'm not sure.
Because, you know, I haven't seen the phone ring in a while.
You haven't?
It's okay. We don't bite. We don't bite on. You can't bite on the radio anyway.
Super Don, come on, admit it. You do bite. We just kind of have you locked away in the producer's room so nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, I'm over here with the muzzle.
Yes. Occasionally, we hear the dogs bite. Does your dog bite? Yeah, no, that is not my dog. So
my dog.
Yeah, we have a lot to do today. In fact, it's just you and me, Super D, unless anybody wants to join us. We've got some updates from the world of be scared of the next virus, and they're all phony as far as what they're claiming about it. We'll get to that. We got a water update. We got comments of the day, more comments of the day coming in, which is very exciting. Love that. And a very new way to fight the flu that you, we're going to put a call into Kermit, I think, for that one. But that's coming up. And let's see, what do we got? I just finished up in Minnesota. We're going to go to San Diego. Before we go there, we're going to go to north of the border. North of the border. And it leads, I don't know. And, I asked you for like an update theme for this, and you have one, but I've got the regular one I should probably start with, and then we can introduce a new concept
in this. What kind of update is this?
What kind of update? I wouldn't know. I'm going to have to check, and I'm going to have to press play.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
It's time for the Green Revolution, boys and girls. We've got more cannabis updates coming, and this one's coming from north of the border, interestingly enough. Not in the nick of time, but eventually it'll get there. And this is about that young guy, Trudeau, who's Prime Minister of Canada, right?
Yes.
You've heard of him?
Great hair. He's got like the best hair in world leader history, I think.
Well, and that's saying something, because you got some good hair on your head too,
I'm not the leader of a nation, but
well, you're the secret leader of the Robert Scott Bell Show, which counts for something.
Oh, whatever.
So it looks like Trudeau is unveiled a bill to legalize recreational cannabis in Canada. Yeah. Not just medical, not just decriminalizing, but to go full on Colorado style. This is
something that it was a campaign promise, from what I understand, when he was running, that he was going to free up cannabis in Canada.
Well, maybe if everybody in Canada starts smoking some weed, they will stop crying about Donald Trump. And just,
dude, you know what? It is so funny because after the election happened, for some reason, up in Canada, people got confused because there were literally people walking around protesting, holding signs that said, "Not my president."
Even if it was Hillary wouldn't be a president. What is that?
Seriously, not my president. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, Trudeau is not my prime minister. How's that?
That's right. Yeah.
Listen,
how you like that?
Look, we love our Canadian listeners. We do. And I love the Canadian people are great. They're so nice, right? They're so nice.
So
but the idea, of course, is that you may have a little bit more freedom up there to utilize a plant that God created, however you want to use it. And there are some downsides to the bill. This is in the Natural Blaze, and it relates to kind of like the medical police state. They'll have a cannabis police state because they're going to allow for basically any kind of stop, traffic stop. They can test you for THC levels, test your saliva. You can't say no. And the problem I have with this, of course, is not only a civil liberty or, if you will, a freedom issue to not be molested by the cops for any, what have you done? Oh, it's just a traffic stop, routine traffic stop. We want to test you for THC. Does anybody, you feel that's right? I don't feel that's right. But the idea that you can determine the THC level and also simultaneously determine whether you're inebriated or incapacitated, it doesn't work that way. It's not like blood alcohol. Because people that use it medicinally, as I've said on this show, they don't get high. The THC doesn't make them high, but it takes their pain away. So you're going to have to think this one through, Canada, before you allow this indiscriminate, an analysis of blood or saliva for THC levels to determine intoxication. It's not that simple.
Yeah, that is definitely a downside, I have to say. But on the plus side, by legalizing it the way that Trudeau is talking about, they're going to allow people to grow plants. You can grow up to four plants in your own, in your household. individuals will be able to carry. This, now, this is a lot. 30 grams or about an ounce. That's okay. A lot. That's a lot of weed to just carry around, an ounce of weed. But anyway, and the legal age will be 18, which is not kind 21. Of different than what I've seen here in the States, where I think it's 21.
A little bit more progressive in Canada.
Yeah.
The thing is that it says that each province will be able to determine. They could, you know, there could be a province that says we're more conservative. We want it to be 21. That could happen.
Well, sort of. You know what? It's like states' rights, right? I mean, yeah, I could see why that would be. So here's my question, though.
Sure.
If he does legalize cannabis in Canada, do you think they might consider changing the national anthem?
I think they should. In fact,
I think they should.
We have a preview of what could happen if Trudeau succeeds in legalizing cannabis for all of Canada. Yes, I said Canada. I'm just being silly, okay? Don't be mean to me when I visit you next week or this week, later in the week. All right, so here, right now, without further ado, we have the new national anthem of cannabis. I mean, of Canada, in a country that is fully decriminalized and legalized cannabis. Oops. You know, it helps when I turn up the volume so that the people in Canada can hear it as well.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Canada, but a little bit different.
Oh, cannabis, our home and native land, true healing love has all thy sons to chant. With glowing eyes we see smoke.
Single payer cannabis, right? That's every. I mean, look, if you want single payer medicine, how about single payer cannabis? Hey, you know what? This is a very interesting song. It says, you know, did it say like save our munchies for more than just hockey up there?
Yes,
that's great.
Absolutely.
Classic new national anthem for Canada. Excellent. Well done, Trudeau. We like half of what you're proposing here. And again, I'll just say this for listeners that are still shocked if they're new, going, "Oh, you're all about cannabis." Well, it's like I don't smoke the stuff. It's okay. If you do, there are 25,000 other ways to use it that don't involve what you might oppose as a recreational use. But I've argued recently that even those using it recreationally are using it medicinally, whether you agree with them or not in their use of it, because there's obviously something, some benefit they seem to be gleaning from it. And the fact of the matter is what we see is evidence that it reduces the dependence on opiates and opioids that are deadly, deadly drugs. And it also facilitates those with PTSD, anxiety disorders, to not have to resort to SSRIs or anti-anxiety medicines. That can also facilitate an increase in suicidal ideations and behaviors. So if you are a supporter of life, I believe you have to be, if you're consistent, a supporter of the plant known as cannabis, that, yes, I perceive that God created. All right, with that, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, part two on a cannabis update. This is back here in the States. Back in the United States of Drug America, there's a bipartisan bill that would reclassify cannabis as a Schedule III substance. And this is, in fact, truly bipartisan. And this is out of Florida, of all places. But it's on the federal level, because these are state reps that are in the federal government. Matt Gaetz, Republican, and Darren Soto, a Democrat, they want to roll back the criminal aspect of cannabis prohibition to a Schedule III, which would schedule it not like a heroin or opium, but it would schedule it more equivalent to anabolic steroids. And I think that's unfair, too, because cannabis has never caused, as far as I know, anybody's testicles to shrink.
Haven't heard that one. No.
And as far as I've not heard as well, cannabis, unlike anabolic steroids, does not cause cancer. It reverses cancer. So even that is kind of a halfway thing. It's like, we don't want to go all the way and be acknowledging that this plant should be free and available to everybody to grow in their own backyard.
Yes, but, right. Robert
what
Scott
but?
Bell.
What but? What are you butting about?
Baby steps, my friend.
Oh, you and baby steps.
We're Schedule
okay.
1 now,
yeah.
And Schedule 3 would be an enormous step. Because
sure.
then, obviously, and as you know, mm-hmm. you take it out of Schedule 1, what does that do? That now opens up the floodgates for being available for more testing, right?
Well, yeah, research floodgates would open. I agree with that. Okay, you've got the good butt there, Super Don. I'll give you that.
All right.
Did Robert Scott Bell say Super Don had a good butt? Yes, I did.
You did say that.
I did say that. You
I
call me
tape.
If you disagree. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. By the way, if you are not in a legal state, you could still get CBD from the industrial hemp plant. We get that from CV Sciences. All you have to do is go to robertscottbell.com, click on the banner. It'll take you to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. And when you check out, you can get the CBD, any of the forms that they have it in, at 15% off the retail pricing. Excellent. How do you do that? It's RSB15. That's the code RSB15. And, of course, if you want, I'd really like for you to go to your local health food store, independent retailer, and get it there if they have it. If not, encourage them to carry it. Because this is the real stuff. Whether you look at it as a supplement or medicine, I care not. I care that you have access to it. And if it's helping you, like it's helping a lot of people that I know, my gosh, you have a birthright in healing, and the government should not stand in your way or my way to access the things of creation that could help you, help me, and get us off the meds that are killing us. As a nation, much less as a planet, look at those numbers in the links at robertscottbell.com. When we come back, somebody ignored doctor's orders and lived. We'll talk about it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
From O Canada, no cannabis, to O Italiano. Italiano. Now, we started today's show talking about the dangers of taking, well, actually, the danger of not taking drugs that are prescribed to you, and cross-comparing it to the danger of taking those drugs. And we've learned, boys and girls, that it's a net positive in life expectancy when you don't take the drugs. You're more likely to live, in fact. Now, granted, there are individual exceptions to the rule. I'm not, you know, saying this applies everywhere, because there are crises that do warrant the taking of a medicine that is approved by FDA and prescribed by your doctor to get you out of a death spiral, right? We've talked about that openly on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So if you have a problem with that, and, you know, we're hardcore non-drug people here, but I recognize there's a place for all medicine, right? But, of course, the place for modern medicine is in far fewer places than we're told by the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media. So what happens when a young lady in the early part of the 20th century rejects medical advice, rejects medical dietary advice, and basically doesn't take drugs? Do you think she lives to a ripe old age or dies young? I guess would that be a fair way to ask the question, Superdome?
Here's the question I think you really I need to preface this with is, what is your definition of a ripe old age?
True. That's right. And let's emphasize on the old age rather than the ripeness, shall we? Because this lady really did live.
Yes,
she lived. Emma Morano. She ignored medical advice early on and ended up being the world's oldest person, human, as far as we know. I mean, I kind of take those statements with a grain of Himalayan salt of some kind, because how do we know? Really? You know, go to the Tibet monasteries. Could there be somebody older? I don't know. But all right, for the sake of this article.
Oldest known.
Okay, oldest. Yeah. Let's add that. And let's find out. Before we get to how long she lived, it's pretty impressive.
She rejected the advice to not eat what, Super Don? Did they tell her flat out, don't eat this because you're going to die?
She was warned when she was younger by medical specialists that she should not eat raw eggs.
Ooh. Okay. So
raw eggs, like Rocky, Balboa, Rocky. Another Italian.
Yeah, another Italian stallion there. And this lady is the female version of that, but even better because she took no steroids and she lived to what age? 117.
117.
According to this article, she's lived in three centuries. She was born in 1899, lived through the 20th century into the 21st, and she survived on raw eggs, two raw eggs, and cookies. Ate one meal a day.
And cookies.
One meal a day and cookies. Because she lost her teeth, she couldn't do much more than that.
Right.
And, you know, obviously the doctor that cared for her, you know, didn't push her too hard into anything that she didn't want to do. I mean, I guess even if you're 90, you're like going, okay, you're 90, I'm going to give you some leeway here. What do you want to do? I don't want to take anything. I want to eat my raw eggs and cookies. Okay. And she made it to 117. And not only that, she didn't die of dementia. She didn't die of cancer. She didn't die of liver or kidney or organ failure. She just expired. She's just sitting in her chair and stopped breathing and left. Have you ever heard me talk about a natural death? I mean, that concept is foreign to the Western world because they all say, well, you got to die of something, right? So you might as well eat garbage, right? You might as well not eat eggs because, oh, my gosh, there's cholesterol in them. Yet this woman, two raw eggs a day, lived to 117. Now, well, I'm not here to say that that's the secret for everybody because we're into bio-individualization. You got to find out what's right for you. But I sure hope, and in her case, probably, if she'd eat them raw, they were probably fresh and local in Italy,
not from
a factory farm.
I'd be willing to bet. And not only that, she stayed active. She worked beyond the retirement age of 75, mm-hmm. ignored that medical advice about the raw eggs.
Yeah.
And up until the her last few years, she was doing her own housework and her own cooking.
Yeah.
And stuff. So she was active too, which I think played a big part of it. But you know, one really interesting piece of information here is mm-hmm. she is the last known person on the face of the earth to have been born in the 19th century. So this
wow.
is it's kind of a big deal.
Very impressive. And for you feminists out there, and I don't say this in a derogatory way at all. I mean, this is a woman who stood up to abuse. She evidently left her husband, and that wasn't easy to do in Italy in the early 20th century because he was abusive. So she survived fascism, two world wars. Pretty impressive survivor. We could learn something from her, I think. Go check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScatBell.com. You'll find out how to listen to the truth about, watch the truth about vaccines. Also, we'll hope to see you at Total Health this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Toronto, and the following week in San Diego for the best answer for cancer. We'll have more on that and more. Fear of the mosquito, fear of the virus. We're going to calm your fears after the news break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.